Okay, today's story is The Beautiful Sky. Does that look like a beautiful sky to you? It looks a little gray to me. You're not going to believe what happened to me one time. I used to have to commute. I lived in Buna, and I worked in Orange, and it's about a 40-minute commute one way. And it's a long time to drive. But it happened to be at a time when I worked at this place for 13 years, and only about two of those years did Steve and I did our schedules coordinate where we could actually ride together. And on this particular morning, we were on our way to work. We were almost there. And if you know me, I am not a morning person. And I had to get up at 5:30 in the morning and then get ready. And I had to be at work at 7:30. So that meant I had to get there before the sun came up in the morning. And that was difficult for me. But we were driving along, Steve and I, and he had no idea what was going on between me and the Holy Spirit. There was this whole emotional, mind, life-changing event going on in my life, and he had no idea what was going on, sitting right next to me. But we were driving to work, and I look out at the sky, and it's starting to lighten, because when we left, it was dark, completely dark, because the sun wasn't even thinking about coming up yet. But about the time we got near where we were working, the sun started to lighten the sky, and I could see all these awful gray clouds just everywhere. And I just thought, you know, Lord, you can do anything, anything. Why do we have all these gray clouds? Why? You know what he told me? Wait. 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 That's all he said. Wait. Mm-hmm. You know what happened when the sun came over the horizon? That's what happened.
Wow.
All the clouds turned pink. This beautiful, the sky just exploded in beautiful color. And you know, with me, I never get the lesson the first time around. God's got to give it to me again, over and over. He is so patient with me. Thank you, Lord, that you were so patient with me. Steve and I went to Colorado, and I had a new camera, and I wanted to go take pictures everywhere. But I got in my head that I wanted to take a sunrise picture. So we had to get up extra early, and you know I don't like getting up early in the morning. So we get up extra early. We get in the car and we drive up, because we're down in the valley, we drive up into the mountains, we're in Estes Park. And we get up there, and you're not gonna believe, there were clouds everywhere. I said, how am I gonna see the sunrise? There's clouds everywhere. This just ruined everything. Did it ruin everything? I don't think so. Those are pictures that I took that morning.
Wow.
And I just, God cares so much about us in the little things in our life, and we just don't think that he's there. Look what he does. Every day, he does all these little things that we don't even realize that he's doing. And I've got a couple of verses for you. The first one is from Romans 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith unto this grace, which we stand and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
Amen.
So we want to say thank you so much, Lord, for the lessons that you teach us every day. And let us not grow weary waiting for answers, but be refreshed because you care for us and you love us so much. Thank you.